coming. My name is Rob Evans. I'm the co-CEO of Eco Exchange. We're really pleased to host this event with Senator Warren. Our commitment for over 20 years has been to build markets for small farmers around the world, but we couldn't do this and we wouldn't do this if we didn't feel we were doing right by employees at Eco Exchange as well. So we're particularly pleased to have Senator Warren and others here today supporting this social justice campaign to get schedules that work. Thank you.
Thank you. And I just want to say I am delighted to be here. Thank you, Rob, for all you do, not just today, but every day, in making schedules work for your employees. You know, this is a bill that I've introduced in Washington, and there's also a version at the state level here that Representative Sean Garberly has introduced. This is about basic fairness. This is about a single mom knowing whether or not she's going to have work before she arranges for childcare and drives halfway across town. This is about a student who wants to try to go to school and asks for a schedule that will accommodate that without the student getting fired for asking. This is about someone who's asked to be on call for hours on end with no promise that there will actually be any work and getting some compensation for that. So I'm delighted to be here because this is how we make change in this country. We make change by workers saying enough. We just want some basic fairness. Workers get out and fight for it. They fight through their unions. They fight independently for it. They fight for a basic rule that will apply to all employers. And that's what they're doing here. We create our own momentum. We get what we fight for. And I'm just really honored to be here with so many good workers and so many good fighters. Thank you.
How you doing? My name is Darius. I work at McDonald's. I'm with the Fight for 15 campaign. And this bill is going to help our fight a whole lot better. It's giving franchise owners, it's giving corporations a standard that they have to follow. It's giving them a standard that they have to oblige by. And it gives us a chance where we as workers feel a lot more confident in ourselves. And we can schedule and plan and budget ourselves a lot better as our independence increases. See, because now I'm independent, but I'm not fully independent. As in, I still rely on someone to make sure that I have somewhere to sleep every night. But this right here, this bill that should be passed, like hands down, it's going to give me a chance to get my full independence back. Give me a chance to get my full, complete independence back. I've lost my apartment. I've lost so much through working for the companies that I've worked for, through fast food, that I fight for this campaign and I fight for 15 in the union because it's important to me, it's important to my family, it's important to everyone around me that everyone receive 15, everyone receive a fair wage, everyone receive fair justice at their jobs. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tisha Crosley. I work at Burger King in Holbrook and Braintree. I'm here today because they called me out. I was supposed to work from 11 to 5, and this is why we're here today, because I can't afford it. My mom died in November, and I live by myself. I'm 19 years old, and I have bills to pay, and I can't afford to not go to work. Thank you.
Manager here at the Equal Exchange Cafe, and for us it's really important to provide schedules that work for our staff so that our principles of sustainability not only apply to environmental sustainability or the global social justice missions that Rob mentioned, they also apply to creating a sustainable workplace for our staff. My staff is happier and more productive if they feel supported at work and that they can ask for schedules, and I'm going to accommodate those and create something that's flexible yet reliable for them to sustain themselves and their families, and appreciate you guys all being here today.
Thank you, Senator Warren, for being a champion for working families and for filing this legislation in the United States Senate. This is about fairness. This is about supporting a strong middle class and making sure that all employees know when they're supposed to work. That's what this bill in Massachusetts and at the federal level does. For employees to be able to figure out if they can work a second or a third job, to plan daycare, to plan whether or not they can go to college. These workers are doing everything we're asking them to do as a society. They're working hard. And for them to build a better future for themselves and their families, they should have a dependable schedule so that they can plan childcare, so that they can take classes online or in person. There's so many issues. So we look forward to having this conversation. This legislation really is about dignity, and we're really hoping that employers will come on board and support this bill. Thank you so much, Senator Warren.
Let's go, President of the United Food and Commercial Workers, Local 1445. We represent over 10,000 workers, retail workers in Massachusetts and other parts of New England, including Stop and Shop and Macy's. In our union contracts, we have guaranteed hours. We have guaranteed minimums. People know what their schedules are gonna be. They can plan on their schedules. They can plan on those their family issues. And it's the way to go, is to join the union. And we thank Senator Warren for coming here today and addressing these issues. But the bills that we help fight for, the union movement, represents all workers, not just union workers, non-union workers as well. And we're gonna fight for everybody.
Jobs of Justice here in Massachusetts, and we're part of a growing movement across the country and across the state to give workers equal protection on the job from what we heard, so they have some control over their scheduling, their lives. Many of us have worked in these jobs. We know how difficult it is, but if that's the only job that you're going to be able to have indefinitely, you realize what an important issue this is. So we're thanking Senator Warren for her leadership on the federal level. We thank the folks at the State House, John Garbley and the others, who are promoting a bill that would give workers in big box retail control over their scheduling. We also have another bill that would give those same workers in big box retail and fast food $15 an hour living wage. And we're moving those two bills together, and we look forward to making a better life for the brothers and sisters that you heard from today. So thanks again.
Thank you.
Yes, Senator, speaking of global social justice and workers' rights, the New York Times yesterday and today reported on the lawlessness on the high seas and the deadly effect of that. Is there anything that the U.S. could do, and any suggestions that you have to get control of that situation?
Well, you know, this is a not only a bad problem, but it's a bad problem. It's gotten worse. Right now, the United States has not been a full participant in the treaties about the high seas. And I think it's important that that's a first step. But we need to work with our allies around the world to squeeze out this kind of lawlessness. This is not the responsibility of a single nation, but the responsibility of all nations that depend on trade on the high seas to make sure that it is a safe place.
Senator, are you willing to throw your full support behind Hillary Clinton as the presidential candidate in 2016?
You know, I am right now listening to the candidates lay out their issues and what they want to run on. I think that is the appropriate thing to do.
So turning down those lines, you worked with John McCain to help sponsor a bill to bring back Glass-Steagall.
I did.
Donald Trump's comment saying John McCain's not a war hero because he got captured.
I think Donald Trump is Donald Trump. You know, but I do want to say something about this, about Donald Trump, because I think it's really worth noting that Donald Trump calling John McCain anything other than a hero is just Donald Trump being a blowhard. But I noticed that the other Republican presidential candidates immediately jumped on him for that, and good for them. But where were they when Donald Trump shot off his mouth about Mexican Americans?
Hello.
Where was he then? The answer was they hid in the shadows. So, you know, it's easy to stand up and defend John McCain as a war hero because he is. But where are the rest of the Republican leadership in trying to shut down Donald Trump when he goes on the attack against Mexican Americans? So,
look at the Iran accord and support it, and what are your thoughts about it?
So I have. I've spent a lot of time since it's come out and received briefings on it, and and talked to a lot of people, done a lot of reading, read it. Let's start with the fact that a nuclear Iran is completely unacceptable. It is a danger to the region. It is a danger to the United States. It is a danger to the world. And so we have got to put enormous resources toward ensuring that Iran does not receive a nuclear weapon. This accord moves us strongly in that direction. And it provides a negotiated solution that gives us the potential for a long term without Iran developing a nuclear weapon.
How do you see that playing out in Congress? How do you see that accord playing out in Congress? Do you think that the opponents have the votes to destroy it?
Yeah, that's what we will see. It really is a sad statement that the first thing we do when we reach this historic accord is turn to partisan politics in Washington. But that's where we're headed on this one. A negotiated solution is our best chance to hold Iran to no nuclear weapons. And we have worked hard with other nations of the world to develop an accord that will accomplish that goal. If others have an alternative path that they want to spell out, a military solution, then they need to put it on the table. And people around this country need to be able to evaluate that. Lay it out.
After the shooting in Tennessee, should there be folks at recruiting centers who are armed? Have you given that any thought?
I think that the idea that we are going to reduce violence in this country by arming more and more and more people has been proven to be wrong. It's not the right direction for us to go.
Senator, time for one last question.
I did want to get your thoughts on the Olympics.
Anyone else have a question?
A quick question about Cuba. Can you just explain, are you going to be planning a trip there next month? Anytime soon, Secretary of State Kerry announced that he's going to be
there. I would very much like to see Cuba as soon as I can. I'm not sure when it will work out to do that, but we're clearly on a path to trying to develop a stronger relationship with the people of Cuba. And I think that's the right thing for us to do.
Senator
Thank
Warren,
you very much.
About an hour Thank you. City Councilor Tito Jackson, as for Senator Warren.